Okay, guys, it's AE Talk, and we're here just relaxing on a Tuesday afternoon. So here's something I don't think we've ever mentioned on our podcast, but what is one of my favorite things to watch when I'm just chilling out and relaxing? What do I love? What do we have on right now?
Korean cafe vlogs.
Yes! I love Korean cafe vlogs where they just like make a whole bunch of drinks
and
you just like watch them make it. It's so relaxing to me. I love to watch these. Sometimes when I go to work and I eat lunch in my car because I'm antisocial, I'll put these on my phone and I'll just like sit there and watch these and just eat my own lunch and I love it. It's one of my favorite things. Let's continue the randomness
of stuff to watch.
Of stuff to talk about.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about something to watch.
Okay, so what's our first random topic?
So our first random topic is the BTS-inspired K-drama.
Okay, and I think we might have talked about it once before on a podcast.
Like, mentioned it.
But if you guys didn't know, they are making a K-drama that's loosely based on BTS.
Yeah.
And when I say loosely based, it's because they're not, like, using their names. It's not, you know, exactly like BTS or, you know, all true accounts of things that they went to. But it's just kind of based on them.
Yeah.
BTS will not be starring in it.
I thought that they were, and I was so sad when I found out that they were. Mm-mm.
I think they're too busy.
I know, but I would love to have them in a K-drama that I could just watch all the time. You know what I mean? And I feel like...
A K-drama or a K-drama about themselves?
Either one.
I feel like it would be too hard to play yourself, in a way. Because then things get too personal.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think especially for BTS, there's some things that they just would rather... Yeah, they need some privacy.
And That's fine, but they should still be in the K-drama.
Well, we could still do that. We do get them in Run episodes.
Yeah, and we have gotten B in... I don't know how to say the name of the K-drama, so...
And then, like, their videos are so dramatic nowadays, too. Those are, like, mini K-dramas. So, anyways, this has actually had production delayed because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They were hoping to really start production this summer. It's been delayed. They were hoping that it could maybe air like the first episode by the end of the year, but now they're saying it probably won't air until 2021.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense, but
So sad. Anyways, but that's okay, because that just means that we can continue to have something to look forward to, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure as they get closer to the release date, we'll get, like, trailers and teasers and all kinds of things. And then I think what'll be exciting, too, is when they, like, show who's playing who.
Like, who.
Yes.
Who's
quote,
playing
unquote, who.
Who, yeah.
Because, again, it's just loosely based.
But you can probably tell by personality who's playing who.
Or by looks. And I think it'll be fun. And I think...
I can't wait.
I can't wait to hear what BTS says about it. Like, their... like reaction to it,
you know? Yeah, I agree. And how they think it, like how much it was based off of them, like if they think that wasn't really accurate, if they think, wow, that was actually like pretty close. You know what I mean?
And I wonder if they're gonna use them for like input, you know,
cameos,
what I mean?
Or anything,
or that too. But I was thinking more like if they're gonna consult them for any of the episodes and be like, well, you know, what do you guys think about this?
Or
any, you know, or if they're just totally staying out of the picture.
They could have already.
I have no idea.
You never know.
I have no idea.
You never know.
Okay, what is random topic number two?
Random topic number two is Army Bombs.
Oh.
And the fuse that's on top
of them. This was so interesting. And I haven't heard about this, but you read something. Mm-hmm. And if it's true... I mean, my mind is just blown again. But go ahead and
by
say
BTS. So basically, Big Hit comes out with the Army Bomb lights took, like, I'm not sure how, every, like, so often.
Like every year.
Every year?
At least, don't you think so?
Probably. I think that there's 4 or 5 Army Bombs. And armies have noticed that the fuse, it has been getting shorter and shorter and shorter. That's on top of the Army Bomb. And the next hit single is called Dynamite. So, like, you know, like, Army Bomb exploding, like, Dynamite, you know, you get it, you get it. Like, they both have the fuse, and so people are like, did they plan this? Mm.
Yeah, and if this has been planned, I mean,
it took years.
It's part of a master plan. Like, I feel like such a chess piece right now.
Yeah.
Like, I totally fell for this master plan that's called BTS. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting. And where did you see that?
I saw that just on Instagram, I think.
And did they show pictures of the Army
Bomb?
Yes,
they did. Mm-hmm. So you could probably find it, like, just on Google or something. Mm-hmm. But that was crazy.
Okay, so speaking of their next song, let's talk about that.
Oh my gosh.
What's the name of it?
It's called Dynamite.
Okay, and what day does it come out?
My birthday!
Which is what?
August 21st.
Yes! Very exciting. Happy birthday from BTS. Wait,
don't they always come out with a song on my birthday?
I don't know about that.
Around then? Or around
maybe.
Then,
I think there's been other things that have been...
That have come out. Yeah, you're right. Other things that have come out, like, on my birthday.
It may or may not have been a song, but I know we talked about this, and there was one year that they came to the U.S. on my birthday, and I was like, BTS is coming to the U.S. for my birthday. Okay, so the song's called Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna assume it's a hype song. But I've been wrong before.
I think it's gonna be... I think it's gonna be a hype song. I think it's gonna be a lot like On, too.
Wait, is this the song that's gonna be all English?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because they're anticipating, like, so a much big, radio play. Yeah.
Like a big hit.
A big hit. Oh my god. Again, chess piece. Master plan. Big hit.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay. So, we'll have to see. I'm super excited.
I'm super excited too.
I wonder what time it'll come out.
I don't
know. We should have a party. We should have like a double party. We've had a BTS party for your birthday before.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it again.
Well, who the heck are we gonna invite?
Let's invite ourselves.
Okay, I'll invite myself.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm
and
excited.
And BTS.
BTS is always invited to every party that we have.
BTS is always invited.
Any other random topics that we want to cover?
Jungkook's mixtape, possibly. Mm. Whether we think he's gonna come out with one soon.
I mean, we're all waiting.
I know. I think that he's already recorded it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or he's almost done with it. But I think that now he's going over. And I feel like, I don't know why, but I feel like it'll come out end of this year or beginning of next year. I don't think it's going to be too soon, but I don't think it's going to be like a year from now.
Right.
So.
I think he's anxious.
I think he's anxious too. And I cannot wait. I want him to rap so bad on this. Oh my god.
I just love Jungkook when he sings too. He's been making me cry.
Yeah.
What's the one appearance that he made? The Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
If you do.
We should play that. Let's play a little bit of it. Let's pause this and then you find it. Okay, hold on guys, 1 second. Okay, so we found it. And the song is called If You. And it's
originally by Zion T, I think.
Okay. He didn't sing it originally. He's just kind of singing it on the show. And if you guys remember, like, the premise of Masked Singer is these celebrities that dress up in these, like, costumes, and they have masks, and so it covers their face, and then this panel has to judge, or not judge them, but guess who they are.
Yeah.
Okay? And so this is Jungkook singing it, and I'm not kidding. If you have not heard the original, hear the original, because you really can hear, like, his sweet, sweet tone when you hear him sing it versus the original. Like, you hear his innocence when he sings it. What?
I think it's by Big...
I don't know who it is. We'll find it.
Okay,
but anyways,
here's
Jungkook singing it. Okay, just listen. Okay, we're gonna stop it because we're probably infringing upon someone's copyright. Big Bang sang it originally?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, so Jungkook just does such a great job, and it brings tears to my eyes every time because he's so sweet and so innocent and does such a great job, and I just love his voice. Are we done with random stuff?
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening
to our random podcast.
Usually we have like a pretty set theme for the whole show, and today we just had a bunch of little things
because it's been hard through coronavirus.
I just feel like we just had a bunch of things to cover, and this was our opportunity to cover them. All right, so we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.